Great.
Sorry?
We already ruined it. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have said it out loud.
I hear it's coming through online too. Anyway, oh well. Trying out new things. Intro music. I don't know how I feel. I guess I'm just going to talk over this because we're already on screen and I don't want to make people wait longer than we already did. More later on. Hello, gang. This is another episode of Corporate Crash Course. We're here playing. This is part 3 of our mothership game now.
Yep.
Looking forward to making some more progress. As always, I'm joined by some of my friends. Mike, introduce yourself.
I am seeing if I can turn this down just a little bit.
I got it.
So we can hear us over the...
I got it.
Okay. Fine, I'm playing Taylor, scientist extraordinaire.
All right, Nick.
I'm Nick, and I'm back as Penn the Teamster.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a lot of that. Good. It's down now, Sam, so you can calm down. We'll keep figuring it out. And finally, Zoe.
I'm Zoe, and I'm playing our main boy, Roy.
Alright. And with that, I will cut the music. Now it's time to be serious. Alright.
We play it silence.
Well, no, at least till we get going, so that we get the background, we get everybody caught up, and then we can get going. So, does anybody remember what we did last time?
We got stuck on a planet.
Well, that was technically 2 times ago.
God, Cody. We found people.
You did find some people.
I mean, maybe people.
Not people.
I mean,
you don't know. You never talked. Well, you talked to one of them, and they were.
He wasn't really people.
He was digging a hole.
No, the other guy who was in the car with a grenade.
Oh, yeah. He just wanted to get to the hive. He was a busy little bee, but he can't drive. He doesn't have a license.
Really hard to drive when you're holding a grenade.
Yeah, he needs help.
No, it doesn't
sound help
too bad. We should help him.
Yeah.
We should not go
cartoon
to a place
from the childhood that tells you that you need to help people in need, you know? Everyone's got a childhood cartoon that tells them that.
Yes. So really, last time you guys did some more exploring of the base. You found some other people. 2 other people who seem alive in some capacity. At least in more of a capacity than the other people you've met so far. And you found some info on some of the other kind of operations of the base. You found a map with the location of the terraforming station, as well as an odd tablet blinking the location of the ship's android, Hinton, which seems to be on the side of a mountain, which is in kind of a different direction from the terraforming station.
Exactly what we need right now.
So yeah, we're gonna pick it up from there, I guess. With you guys inside the station currently. I'm just putting on some ambient in the background because it's still raining. Please let me know if it's too loud. You know, try and do this nice little thing where it's quiet because you guys are inside the station, but you can still kind of hear it. And the roof and shit, and then when you go outside, I'll make it louder and make it a whole thing.
We're gonna have to shout at each other like we're in the rain. It's gonna be great. no sound problems for anyone listening.
It's called immersion, Mike.
Yeah, immersion. Don't break my immersion. Okay. So did we decide? I feel like last time we decided on something, but
did we? Or did we just find the tablet with the android?
I think that was where we left off.
But like, we've got to go, right? We got to bring.
I mean, you were told you have to recover Hinton.
Yeah, we need that droid's logic core.
Some of us have decided that living is more important.
But living isn't part of the mission.
Also,
yeah, but if we die,
that?
No one completes the mission.
Who decided that? You or the corporation, Mike?
I don't see no corporation down here. They're all up
here. Yeah, no one from the corporations down here. Yeah.
We had discussed
property.
We had discussed potentially getting up on the roof because the communications controller here was toast, but the array might still be usable. That's one option. Another option is to go find Hinton, if we want to consider that even an option.
It is, because the mission.
And then option...
We're going to have to subdue Roy.
Option three was to hijack the truck from Grenade Guy and go to... Well, we need to do that either way. He might be cooperative if we go towards Hinton, assuming that Hinton is at the Hive. But we could take it to the Terraformer and see if they have ship or communication over there.
Because you know what else I just realized? Is if we need an android core.
You need logic core.
If it got fried or damaged by the crab things, then
Cody, they're gonna kill me and eat me.
Who's to say?
Hey, I'm just a warden. Also, how would they eat you? Well, no, there's still some flesh, I guess.
I like the array idea. I think we could see the satellite array or the dish still on top of the base. Is that? Did we check that yet? Should we check that?
I can't remember if I told you whether you checked it or not.
I don't think we did.
That seems worth checking, because we have comm systems.
Mm-hmm.
So if we patch those into the satellite array, the satellite dish, we might be able to actually broadcast our comm systems.
Who's going to the roof?
I'll climb up. We don't have a ladder, so.
Oh right, that was the. That
You'll
was
have to
the
give me a boost.
On that one.
Well, it's. I mean, it's a one-story whatever. I just don't know how tall.
I mean,
it is.
It's not,
APC
that,
in front
it's
of
not
it.
That there isn't a ladder. It's that. You know, your droid didn't look for a ladder because he found a guy with a grenade and just noped out of the room. A dude digging a hole that didn't pay any attention to him. Noped out of the room.
You out me like this? These two don't know that information. My immersion!
I remember you coming back out of the garage without a ladder.
Yeah, and I told
you
ain't no ladder in there.
One? Oh, okay.
Right, sorry, there's no ladder. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, somebody asked me if there was a ladder in a condescending tone, and I said, ain't no ladder in there.
We could park the APC next to the building and just climb on top of it.
Yeah, it probably has a ladder built onto it.
I mean, I guess at this point, all three of our options benefit from the APC, so we need to eliminate. Not eliminate.
Did someone take the revolver from the commander's corpse?
I did not.
I thought you did. Yeah, I thought you did.
I did?
Yeah, I thought you did, Mike.
I do not have it written down.
Oh, wait, no, I did. I did. I do have it.
Okay.
I'm crazy. It's in my pocket.
I took the weather charge.
Oh, let's get here.
Yeah, there was another... there were two revolvers, yeah, right? There was one we found where Kaplan shot himself.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
And then we found he had a second one stored in his desk.
Well,
okay, so I only have one revolver.
You weren't there. You don't know.
Sorry, we just found him with a gunshot wound in his head and a gun in
his hand. In his hand, yeah.
That's what we call circumstantial evidence.
doesn't hold up in a court.
Holds up at this corporation.
Sorry, yeah, so do we have two revolvers in our inventories then, or just one?
I possess one revolver.
You have one. Do you have 12 bullets with that one?
I have no bullets.
The bullets
okay,
were
so
in
that
the drawer.
Was one. Yeah, the bullets were in the drawer. I think the one on Kaplan was without bullets.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody used all the bullets in the revolver I have. Probably just
shot himself six times.
Revolver, five shots still in it.
Five? Okay.
Oh, it does still have five shots. Okay.
I will mark that down. I must not have asked about ammo or didn't write it down.
Starting to think that's weird if all the shots were missing.
He was struggling with the decisions he was making. Okay.
Just all blanks,
don't you judge him. It's a stressful situation. His hand was probably shaking.
After the fifth shot, he realized it was a prop gun.
You look at the wall, there's just four shots all around it. Okay.
He's deep down, he's a stormtrooper.
So, how are we getting Mr. Busy Bee out of the vehicle?
It's time to walk to the hive.
Yeah, Davey was pretty adamant that he wanted someone to drive for him, but you could try.
We just tell him to hop in the back, and we could take the grenade and throw it away.
What if somebody gets in, kicks him out the door, and then shuts it before he puts the grenade, like, uses the grenade?
Did he threaten to use the grenade?
No, but I have a suspicion that if we don't do what he wants, he might. It's implied violence.
It's an automatic power position to be sitting there with a grenade with pin pull and your hand just on it, like, holding the pin down.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't use so many words other than he wants to get to the hive and he could give me directions if I drive, but I assume it's implied that he'll use the grenade.
Of the implication.
Yeah.
All right. Have we checked? We've checked every room in here now, right? We there was nothing left.
I believe so.
I wrote down.
You guys have gone through the officers' rooms.
Yeah.
But that had been it so far.
Did we not go through the non-com rooms?
We went and we found comms and they were all smashed up.
We didn't go through like areas.
You're in the crew habitat area. You went through the two like main officers' quarters.
Yeah, the doctor and
Dr. Edom and Kaplan. But you didn't go into any of the other rooms. Meaning the two other barracks rooms, or three barracks rooms, sorry, and the showers and toilets.
We check though.
Doesn't hurt.
I mean, it might if there's something bad in there, but let's do it.
It was all open doors, right? Like these were, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess if there was something bad, it would have come out by now.
Famous last words. Did we find earplugs somewhere?
No.
No.
I think so.
But that was something that we wanted.
Yeah, there was something about the crab song.
wonder if we go back to the med. Yeah, I wonder if we go back to the med bay. We didn't go into where the pods were all smashed up and everything, which I don't think we should, but maybe in the lab we'd be able to find something. Anyway, okay, let's search the barracks. Are we checking the bunks first, or the...
Probably the bunks and then the showers, right?
Okay. Suits me.
I can't imagine us finding anything in the showers. Anything good, at least.
Yeah, so... To the bedroom!
Okay. So there are three bedrooms for you to kind of check in. So like I said, one of them has a series of bunk beds with about 12 bunks in total. The other two, like five beds in each room.
Inspect one of the five bunk ones, smaller.
Yeah, sounds good. We're going to a five bunk.
Five bunk. Okay. So the first one you check out of the five bunks. The first one you find is five bunks, desks, there's a duty roster. You also see on a table in there a list of essential personnel. There are two names on the list.
Gimme.
Dr. Edom?
Yep.
And Hinton. And in brackets, is that his name? It's his logical wrong.
Oh, somebody was here doing the same mission already. God damn it.
Oh, that bodes well. We're not the first ones to die here.
You think? Or you think there was a company operative?
I think that's more likely.
Is there any, like, who it's issued to? Is it like, is it handwritten or?
Nope.
Okay.
Just a very dark kind of, you know, written list on computer type that had been printed out and had no name or anything like that. Also, you don't find any other like personal effects. There are no names on any of the bunks or anything like that. You don't find any other bags or whatnot.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Next one, then.
Cool. You walk into the next one. This one seems a little bit cozier, we'll call it. So again, you find five bunks. It's like the last one, meaning five beds throughout the room. You also find a gaming console attached to a TV. It's a Bao Neumann BZT gaming console.
Cool.
Also in the corner, there's a marijuana plant growing.
Pretty cool. Sweet.
Yep. You also find a book.
Pressurized environment.
Yeah. You find a book on one of the tables, which is The Auctioneer by Joan Sampson. And you can't tell specifically from where you're looking, but it looks like there's like something that looks non-body shaped, maybe under one of the covers of one of the beds. Okay, but yes, you guys have been walking around here seeing like corpses and stuff. What I'm trying to say with that too is it doesn't look like a disembodied body. The shape doesn't work.
It looks like one of those crab things. Gotcha. No.
It looks like kind of like a log. And
just a lump. Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's a ladder.
I like to sleep with my ladder sometimes, too.
What's the book? What's the synopsis of the book, Cody? Is there any scribbles in the margins?
It's a paperback, small... romance novel. The tagline of it is the fast-talking southerner who could work his way into any girl's heart, finally meets his match.
Sounds steamy. I'll leave it there. I'm gonna lift up the blanket.
Oh, it's a crab thing. No, I'm kidding. It's you find an anime body pillow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The module even specifies that it's from Meido Teisen no Densetsu. So, would anybody be anime lovers in the honey?
Let us know.
I'm assuming it's made up, but no, I meant amongst your characters. Would anybody recognize this character?
I wouldn't think so. Certainly that was stuff about electronics. Would I know anything about the Bound Neumann BZT?
Only that it is the newest, coolest, non-VR gaming console on the market currently.
Does it have any networking capabilities? You know what? I'm just going to turn it on and start investigating.
It doesn't turn on.
No. Oh, right. We have no power in here. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
You ever have one of those days when the power's out and you walk into a room and out of habit, you just flick the light switch on?
Yeah. I do that all the time when our power's out. Every time.
Yeah, actually, I should backtrack maybe and have made it cooler and just been like, it doesn't actually need a TV. It just beams the game directly into your brain.
Imagine.
Or we make it weirder and it's like you have to drag one of the forks out of the front and like jack it into the back of your neck. Like
jack it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then you just like go limp while you're playing the game.
Okay, were there any desks in this room?
No.
Not this. Alright. Anything under the beds?
No.
Just leaves the 12 bunks.
12 bunks, let's go!
Right, you walk into this room and everything is just all over the place. Mattresses have been taken off the beds, thrown across the room. Clothes are just piled in corners. There are, the module says, lewd posters on the walls. There you go.
Lewd posters.
Oh yeah, that's what you see so far.
Is there anything behind the lewd posters?
No. Also, the room reeks of body odor.
Oh, gross.
Body odor and weirdly Axe body spray.
Why'd you turn this into like a hockey team's locker room?
Because that means people have been here recently.
But it means there's no windows.
Yeah. There are no windows.
That's, yeah, but we're talking about, like, this, we lost contact 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out how long.
Yeah, but I mean, there are people still alive, so.
I guess that's true. We have her, Roy, at least, encountered a couple.
Yeah, we also, yeah, we don't know at what point did they smash the comms.
Yeah.
Versus when did things get crazy.
I would think pretty early on, otherwise we'd have heard something. All right, I want to, I don't know, take a look through here. Is there anything in the pile of clothes?
Yeah.
Probably more weird smells.
Yeah. Oh, I have a hazmat suit.
Imagine. I'm wondering if the, you know, the room is trashed like there was a fight, or like someone was looking for something urgently.
Well, we'll figure that out in a second, because I was going to say, if Mike's going through the pile of clothes first, the first thing he finds is a frag grenade, which is not pulled. And
it has a pin in it. Oh, excellent.
Correct. But it's leaning kind of weirdly and like propped against like a can of axe, where it's like somehow slightly button on top of the axe, and the axe has just been slowly dispersing for like months into the room through the t-shirts.
Homemade Febreze.
Just like tumble that way through all everything going everywhere.
What?
Oh god. Okay.
Yeah, and near that one, you find a second frag grenade.
Oh, and a second frag grenade.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Who mixes in their Axe body spray and their frag grenades with their laundry?
Does it feel like there's anything left in this Axe can?
Oh, not much. Maybe like, you know, the last 10% of the can or so.
I'm gonna take that as well.
Okay.
Be careful with that. It's flammable. I know.
That might be what kills these crab things.
We take them down with a lighter and some.
I was just thinking spraying it.
Imagine that's why there's like no fight in this room, because the axe body spray repels them.
Okay. As you keep kind of poking through stuff, after a brief search of the room, you come up with, you also find a butterfly knife.
Wait, what kind of axe was it? Was it like Phoenix or?
No, just original axe.
Original.
Yeah.
Would someone like a frag grenade or two?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a snack.
You find a number of porno magazines. The brand, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but they're called Jump Humpers. So they specialize in like pinup girl style things of like taking really like making really like skimpy spacesuits for the
spacesuits
things.
Hold on, they're looking at space porn?
You're in space.
Yeah, but like, if you're in space...
So why would they not be space porn mags?
Well, are they manufactured here in space? They didn't bring them?
Apparently you can just buy Jump Humpers on any freaking backdoor convenience.
I mean, looking at those photos, they almost certainly didn't produce them in space, because, you know...
gravity. Except for that.
Is Jump Humpers a real thing?
You know. What?
Is Jump Humpers a real thing?
I doubt it.
Okay.
They made up a lot of dumb shit for this game.
I mean, I thought about it, but then I was like, wait, maybe I shouldn't.
You won't be on a list for that.
No, but my computer might shut down or something. Yes. Who knows?
You'll also find in a bag 8 packs of cigarettes. They are Richter Blue brand.
You guys are smoking all sorts of stuff in the limited oxygen airspace.
Yep.
Well, you don't think they go outside to smoke?
Axe, weed, and cigarettes.
Yeah. No wonder they're all dead.
It's a college dorm room up in here.
They didn't die from aliens. They died from lack of oxygen. Yeah.
Carbon monoxide poisoning.
They died from this lifestyle they're living. God.
And last, you find a small journal which seems to detail a relationship between HM3 Brookman. Who is that?
These really are just college dorms up here, aren't they?
Apparently.
I mean, it's...
Brookman is the platoon medic for Siege Squad.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive.
And Corporal Ivanovich.
The driver. The APC driver for Siege Squad.
Driving something, I'm sure.
I wonder if that's who's in the room. The garage.
Oh, maybe.
But he said he couldn't drive the APC.
Yeah, because he's got a handful of grenades.
No, we got the name for that person, right?
Nope, no, you didn't.
Wasn't wearing dog tags.
Okay.
I tried.
We didn't get the name for either of them, did we?
No.
Well, you didn't get close enough to get the dog tags from the person.
Digging. Yeah. They were kind of weird, so I didn't want to, you know, get mixed in with that.
What are we doing, gang?
Sorry, that was everything in the room of any...
Yeah. Okay.
The only part we haven't been in is the showers.
I'm scared.
I mean, hey, there were frag grenades in their dirty laundry, so yeah. Maybe they have ammunition in the toilet.
Bros. Okay, to the showers.
Alright.
A little weird nonsense they're hiding in there, because you know they aren't showering if they're using Axe body spray. Because I don't know a single man that does.
There's a bank of four toilets in the back corner, and about four sinks along the back wall. Kind of the whole middle of the room is a big, big kind of shower stall ish thing. Yep. So tell me what you want to go, where you want to go look.
Scanning the room, do I see anything outside of like what would be normal in a washroom?
No.
We looked.
No one wants to.
I'm content.
Peek down the drains or anything. I'm not.
No one's even gonna put a head in any of the stalls. You know, check in the toilet.
I was considering turning on a tap. Seeing
if you were curious about ammo in the toilets.
Water pressure with the power off.
It depends on if they're on a well or if it's, you know, water running from somewhere else to here that has power.
You might find
pump to maintain pressure.
It's a one.
You would, unless the pump is on the other end. So, like, if you're like here, if you're on like municipal water, if your power's out but the power is at the plant, you're still gonna get water, no problem.
On a well.
Yeah. You only lose water when your power's out if you're on, like, a well and you have your own pump in your own house.
Yeah. The more you know.
It just depends on where their water comes from here, if it's stationed here or if it's from somewhere else being pushed here.
There is a dam.
Guideline brought to you by Jump Pumpers Pornos.
They use a lot of water over there at Jump Pumpers.
For all your zero G jack and needs, Jump Pumpers.
I thought we were sponsored by Starship tonight, but.
That feels appropriate.
I'll check the stalls, but I also want to test the water pressure and quality? Like, is it coming out?
Are you gonna take a shower?
No, I'm just gonna turn on the sink.
You open the tap and there's no water coming through.
Okay.
It sounds like you're about to get ready to take a shower. You're like, oh, it's just the water pressure and the quality of the water here for a second.
You look in the stalls, you don't see anything, just looking in the stalls.
Okay, well, I'm not sticking my head in the toilets.
They are kind of the, they're like the toilet pipes with like the tank on the back with the cover on top.
Okay.
That's where they keep the hard drugs. It's your toilet tank.
They're making toilet wine in space.
These people, I wouldn't be surprised in the least.
God, who'd they send on these missions? My God, bunch of frat boys. Hey.
Okay, so we got to figure out how to get Buddy out of the APC.
Yeah, who's gonna try and convince him to get out? Got it.
All right, let's. I don't know. All right, I'll go and
oh, sorry. Before we do that, do we want to look for earmuffs or earplugs?
Oh, that's a good idea.
So back to the lab briefly.
Mr. Warden, as a droid, can I turn off my hearing?
I can turn off your hearing.
Don't you threaten me.
Not in a threatening way.
I'm sure
I have the technical know-how to actually disassemble your.
No, because that seems like
audio processors.
Like, there's something with the process of booting up an android, which causes. The linked sensational modules to kind of come online and stay connected kind of fully together, right? So you can't just shut off certain modules at will.
Okay. Rude, but I'll accept it.
All right, what are we doing?
Can I go into the bunk?
We gonna make friends?
Yeah, I'm gonna make some earplugs out of a pillow.
Okay, what kind of skills do you have that you think would work with that?
I'm gonna jury-rig myself up some earmuffs.
No. Jerry rig is not a good skill for making earplugs.
Taking some pillows, I'm covering my ears.
With industrial equipment. I mean, you have to wear earplugs.
Pillows are pretty industrial.
I will use my art skills to make earmuffs.
I thought you meant, like, you were taking the pillow, like, taking them apart, trying to construct your foot. If you're literally just taking pillows and, like, duct taping them to the side of your face.
Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna...
It's a jerk.
Yeah, I'm gonna take maybe one pillow and, like, do it around my head and be like,
nyeh. Mm-hmm.
So imagine Roy the droid with a pillow draped over his head to cover both ears.
So you're not wearing your hazard suit presently?
I'm gonna shove it into the hazard suit.
Did anyone take
very tight fit.
The butterfly knife? Sorry, this is actually related.
I mean, I wrote it down, but you can absolutely have it.
Okay, I'm gonna take it. I'm just gonna call it a scalpel because it's not listed in the equipment or...
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Do its surgery on these pillows?
I mean, you could use it for that. I was thinking as more of a last-ditch hearing removal option.
You're gonna shove a butterfly knife in your ear?
Yeah, if you break your eardrum, you definitely can't.
Yeah, I guess you can't hear that way for sure.
Sound logic.
Sorry, did we check the last? We're still
just firing the revolver next to your ear a whole bunch of times would do it too.
Oh yeah, that would probably hurt less. Maybe
I would think it would hurt. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one, actually.
Hopefully, I never know the answer.
Hey, what are we doing?
To the lab to find real earplugs.
You don't like this plan of a pillow over here?
I want to say Roy just hears them basically being like, He's like, what? Where are we going? Hey, I'll meet you in the garage.
Yeah, Zoe, I think you should take your headphones off and try and read our lips for the rest of the session.
What's up, guys? Where are you going? What? I'll just turn the volume of what I'm hearing way down to like 10 and see if I can interpret these muffles.
There's your immersion.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still in the barracks, right? I think we should go to the lab.
Yeah.
And look for hearing protection.
If they start walking away, I'm just going to follow them.
Okay.
They may actually have earplugs in the garage.
That's true, too. But let's start with the lab because there's no grenades there.
We should, but just if I were to expect earplugs somewhere, it would be the garage.
Yeah.
But again, I wouldn't have expected grenades in the clothes, so what do I know?
Okay, right, lab back to the lab. It looks the same as before.
Are there any wall dispensers? Of any kind?
No. At least not on this side.
Lockers?
Nope.
Drawers?
Nope.
Remind me, we killed the emergency power in this room, right? When Nick tried to power a computer with it?
I mean, yeah, you pulled it out of one light.
Okay, so it's not like pitch black in here, though.
Correct. And there's emergency lighting still, like, in the medbay room, too, so the light's coming through the window.
I'm good to go to the garage, then, if we're not,
Yes, just like that.
Just red light shining down all over us. Yeah, no, I'm good for the garage.
All right.
Let's make our way there. Is the airlock still functional?
Yep.
So we should probably have our hat. Well, I mean, I wear my hazard suit anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I will lead the way, I guess.
You open the door into the garage.
Yep.
Do I need to re-describe what's in here?
I suppose not. What's along the walls?
You find on one wall there is a tool bench. So, sorry, actually, if I step back, the two far walls. So, one far wall has the door, like your garage door to roll up to let the car go out.
Oh, that's opposite us. Yep. Okay.
Other far wall, there's nothing on the wall, but you see the soldier digging in a, well, effectively a puddle.
Yeah.
At the point. Towards where you are, the one wall next to you contains the generator, along with what look to be six barrels. Along the other wall, on your side, is a tool bench.
Okay, I'm going to start by going to the tool bench and mm-hmm. seeing what's there.
Okay. So looking through it, you find assorted tools. I'll say, yeah, you find a pair of white earmuffs.
Oh, excellent.
You find a crowbar, a flashlight, patch kit, a nail gun. The nail gun is in a drawer that also has a box of 1,000 nails. And a hand welder.
Hand welder. Oh my goodness. Does there happen to be any duct tape lying around?
Why not?
I think for now we'll just note everything and then
we'll redistribute
everything. Yeah.
The
welder, how's the welder powered?
That's a good question.
Battery?
Okay.
And I wanted to ask about the nail gun, if it's like a regular safe nail gun or if it's like one of the bullshit fantasy nail guns that actually shoot nails.
Oh, that's a good question, Mike.
It's listed under weapons, nail gun.
Ah,
so
it is.
It's a close range weapon, though.
Mike, our stream is frozen.
What?
Oh, yeah, when you were shining your light on.
It should. Oh, I know. Fuck.
What'd you do, Mike?
I don't know. Nick, you're not frozen.
Yeah, I see Nick.
He's the only one who's not frozen. That's so weird. Okay.
We're running the show, Nick.
Let's just try. But that has fixed it. Okay, there we go. Weird.
Oh. We're all moving now.
We're back.
Problem solved.
Audio good?
Looks good on my end.
Okay. It looked like it was frozen when we were in the lab because Mike was shining the red light on his face. So I think to summarize what we've accomplished is we didn't find anything of interest in the lab and we came to the garage where we are sifting through the tool bench that has lots of potentially useful things that we might come back to.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's in the barrels next to the generator? Gas?
You kind of tap on them slightly, and they do seem full.
Okay.
Unscrewing the top of one of them. It smells like some kind of fuel. Gasoline or something.
Okay.
Worth trying to power up the generator, do you think?
Oh, is it not running? Is this not the emergency? Okay. Yeah, because then we could get into the computers.
Yeah.
In theory. If it puts out enough. Yeah, should we deal with Grenade Boy first before we start messing around with a bunch of gas?
Probably. But he's
leaving us be right now.
And is the door closed on the APC?
It's like swung shut.
Okay. I'm just debating if an explosion happens in there, how safe are we out here?
Well, those drums are sealed, so there's no vapors right now. So I think we're pretty safe.
Okay.
Relatively speaking.
Okay. Then I'm gonna go for it. I have mechanical repair as a skill. If I can try and, I mean, I don't know that the generator is broken, so I'm going to, I guess, first evaluate whether it's, you know, it has fuel in it. If there's,
this will we find out they just haven't been putting gas.
Yeah, I'll see if it needs fuel. If it starts, if there's like a switch or a ripcord or something.
It's got a choke with a ripcord, because of course it does.
Okay. Can I see the fuel tank for it?
Yep. Kind of around, like on the side of the thing. It's a big container of sorts, I guess.
Okay, and is it full? Is it empty?
Yep.
Is it?
It's empty.
Empty. Okay. Are these like big gas?
Yeah.
Barrels. Okay.
60-liter freaking drums.
Okay. Hey, you two, you want to help me load some gas into this, or is there like a little hose with a siphon kind of pump?
Sure. We'll say there's a piece of hose.
Okay.
Oh, so you need to siphon some gasoline? Yeah, always goes well.
I mean, he's...
Actually, Roy makes a good point. He doesn't have any biological processes.
What? You mean I make a good point? Is it gross?
Hey, Roy, you got a spare pump in there somewhere that we could just hook up to...
Cody, they're back to trying to kill me.
What he means is that if you siphon the gasoline and accidentally swallow some, you won't throw up like them.
I don't exactly have lungs. How am I going to suck on the tube to get it?
Do androids breathe?
Oh.
I want to say that you can create pressure using...
Don't you help them with this? Don't you help them with this? How dare you take their side, Cody?
I mean, that's more me telling you. You can tell them what you want, sure.
I don't have lungs.
I'm just going to say, I mean, I have a feeling Penn's done this a bunch.
You have jury rigging, right?
Yes, and also, I'm kind of like a backwoods mechanic.
Okay, perfect. It takes you a couple of minutes, but you get the siphon going.
Okay.
The liquid starts flowing up into the storage unit side of the generator.
All right. See if I can start it.
All right. Prime it a little bit. You push the choke in, and then you pull the ripcord and put the choke out a little bit, and finally the thing sputters to life. And then I need everybody to make a fear save, as even from where you guys are, you suddenly hear very loud music coming from the commissary.
Oh, wait.
But what about my earmuff pillow?
Fine, you don't need to do a fear save.
I love my pillow.
But I think
22.
Okay.
I don't know if that's good enough. Oh, my fear is 21.
Okay.
What?
point stress. Take point stress. Also, the
double
the,
digits. So is that not a?
Yeah, that would be a. It's a crit fail, so that'd be a panic check. First panic check of the game.
Yo, you go panic.
Roll higher than your stress.
19.
Okay.
The loud music is probably to help us.
Oh, you think it's to drown out the crab song?
Also, the thumping has stopped.
I turn and look where the thumping should be coming from.
You see the soldier is still staring away from you. And then as you watch, you suddenly see limbs.
Yeah, we gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go.
as multiple limbs just enfold out of where you... It must be the neck, because they're just coming over top of the head.
Guys, we gotta go.
And starts running at you.
I'm gonna shoot it.
That worked so well last time.
As I move towards the airlock,
what
I
are
have
you shooting
my...
it with?
I had the revolver out.
Alright, go ahead.
What's this one again? Combat and anything else? No, just combat, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess your combat's probably not that high, is it?
It is not.
You just go firing around the thing in the garage.
But that's crit again, isn't it?
Crit failure, yeah. So, we'll say you fire a bullet, and then the second one, your gun jams. And what did you roll for your panic check, Mike?
16.
And what's your stress at, Mike?
I forget, does it go up for the failure? It does, right?
Yep.
Yeah. 8.
Okay.
He's headed for the airlock and shooting. I am going to run and get into the APC and shut the door.
You're running
for
the APC, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Airlock.
Okay. Seeing two targets, hearing the two block, the thing is bolting in your direction. And it's going to kind of easily make it over to where you guys are located. Then, going to jump and try to claw Mike.
No.
Which it will do. It will succeed in that roll. And it's going to be. Twelve damage. As its claw breaks you, so your suit is what, 2 points of armor protection? 5 points, okay. So, since that's more than the 5 points of armor protection, your suit has become compromised. And you take I believe it's the difference from 5 to 12 in HP loss. So it's 7 points of HP loss.
Cool, I gotta get into that airlock, like, now.
Great, okay. So you're basically just, like, diving into it after the giant scratch from the claw.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, yeah, no problem there. Uh,
Nick, since you're also up here as well, are you...
Get in here.
Are you trying to hold them off? What's the plan?
Do I have time to try to torch it with the hand welder before jumping through the airlock? It's an adjacent target weapon.
I'll say yeah.
I want to know if fire or heat, whatever, does anything. Ooh, can I take my industrial equipment bonus on the combat roll with a hand welder?
Sure.
Success. So with the hand welder, 1d10, 3 damage, if it does anything.
No, it doesn't even seem to. It doesn't seem to register or cause any kind of impact on the tightness exoskeleton of the limbs of this thing, which are dragging the body of the person behind. And as I said, the limbs have all kind of come out of like the neck in the top area of it. And you jump through the airlock. I'm assuming the two of you kind of close the airlock before the thing can get at you. But let's just see.
Power the airlock.
You do get the door shut, and the thing slams into the door. As the two of you are now back in the hallway, and we go to Roy in the who is now getting to the APC.
I want to get in and shut the door behind me.
Where and how?
Up into, like, where that dude with the grenade is. Just hop on in there and sit next to him.
Yeah, he was sitting in the driver's seat.
Yeah. Is there a passenger seat?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay, you hop in the passenger seat. He kind of looks at you slightly dazed and just kind of like, oh, hey, you're back.
Yep, I'm back. Well, how's your day going?
Well, I mean, considering we're probably gonna, you know, be a meal to the thing over there, yeah, you know, I've had worse.
Do you know that guy?
Well, I mean, you know, it's what happens when they're waking up and everything. So, you know, I don't like know him specifically, but like, you know, kind of a thing with trying to, you know, be with their hive and stuff, you know.
You mentioned you needed a ride to the hive.
I would be eaten by that thing versus like turned into one of those things, but that's just my preference, you know.
Oh, if you want to get eaten, I don't mind if you hop out and
well,
go.
No, I mean, we could just, you know, I mean, I can't really drive this thing. If you can, we could just, you know, back up and get out of here before that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we can do that. I can try and drive this. You want to switch spots?
Sure.
You gonna go like over me and I go under, or vice versa? Like, how do you want to slide?
Because
I think getting out might be
an upsell
for me.
That's okay. Thing is loping towards the APC now. You get in the driver's seat.
I would like to attempt to run it over.
Okay. You, so, the car is not running currently.
Can I turn it on?
You can.
Yes.
And it wakes up in a split second. The thing is basically almost at the car.
Run it over.
Go ahead and try. You.
How do I try to run over?
You don't need to roll for anything for that.
I'm just gonna let Jesus take the wheel.
You floor the gas. The mud on the floor makes the traction a little bit more difficult than you want. I think mud's starting to really spray up around the back of the vehicle, and it does give the thing enough time to kind of hop to the side as you fly past it and ram the APC into the generator, cutting the power.
Oh, what? How do you... You gonna do me dirty like that?
I want you to think about the times I've described this garage and think back to if I described it at any point as big enough to ram something effectively in. Right?
Just a little guy.
Okay, I can fix it. Probably.
Yeah, he can fix it. Does this thing have reverse?
Yeah.
Try it again.
The thing hops towards the wall, so it's basically right in front of the workbench. You're basically going to try and reverse right into the thing.
I can't get out of this garage because the door's shut, right? I assume there's no garage fob in the APC.
You're correct, but also the APC is, you know, probably heavy enough to just barrel through the garage door.
I just barreled through the generator, after all.
There you go.
Did. I'm gonna bust through the garage door.
You're leaving your two teammates in the airlock.
Yep. Don't make me feel bad. Don't you do this to me. I'm going.
Okay. You, yeah, you do. You kind of back up slightly and whip the back end around and then floor it onto the garage door.
There's room to whip the back end around, but not to run something over?
No.
Right?
It wasn't about not having enough room to run something over, not having enough room to, like, try and run something over and then not hit the other wall. Right? So she backs up slightly and is able to, like, kind of whip the back end around enough and then slam on it and, yes, smash out of the door as you're kind of, you know, pulling the car around and trying to get ready to ram through. You think you hear something jump on the back of the car. And you slam through the garage door out into the rain.
So I think there's something on the back now.
That would be a way to interpret what I am telling you.
Yeah. I will continue on in whatever direction my new best friend tells me to go.
Well, are you sure we don't need to get friends?
Yeah, I think they're a little busy right now, you know. They kind of abandoned us.
Wait, what do we see? Is there a window in the airlock here, or no?
Yeah.
There is?
You saw her try to run over the thing, hit the generator, and then back up, turn around. You saw the thing, like, climb aboard the back of the APC, and then she went through the door with the thing still on the back of the truck.
He's driving off with it.
Well, looks like that's not our problem anymore.
I'm gonna put on my earmuffs. I'm gonna change into my spare hazard suit.
Yep.
Forgot you had a backup.
Yeah, that's
I had
great.
A backup, I know. What are the odds?
Good thing you packed extras.
Okay. What do we want to do now, gang? Oh, so
I'm riding off in the proverbial
Roy
sunset
now
with my new
towards
pal.
The mothership, the hive, if you will, in the APC with her new friend, who will now have introduced himself as
Roy,
Damar, the mechanic.
Nice. Damar, the mechanic, is for sure alive. Where's Damar?
Should be
Damar was
damage Freud
dead
on the generator. I mean we could chase, but unless Roy stops and then we got to deal with
it's not the best idea to be running out in the rain without any sort of transportation.
Yeah.
With a that got very quiet very oh there it is.
The rain cleared for just a
that
moment.
Was unsettling.
What else is coming? I'm so... Yeah, I'm game to try and fix up the generator.
Like I don't
you
think there's
do
any
remember,
for one right now.
I will say that based on the location info that you found in the map and the tablet, we figure it would be probably about, say, a day's walk through the jungle to get to the terraforming location or station. Probably about a day and a half to get to the hive. You know, like, so you could do it, and you know where you need to go if you wanted to. Roy gets there in about, I don't know, an hour?
Couple hours, game.
While Roy's doing that, we would like to attempt to fix the generator.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see why not, and you can get it fixed and get it running again in probably about 2 hours.
Okay.
I mean, we do have a welder and some nails and lots of mechanical repair expertise.
And some convenient scrap metal.
I did leave a lot of scrap for you. Don't worry. Do whatever for the team, you know?
So Damar leads you to a point. So basically, around the same time they finish up fixing the generator, the music starts playing again, happy. Damar leads you to the kind of the side of this mountain, and as you drive up it slightly, you do start to see what looks to be some kind of a ship. Park, and he directs you towards the back of it, towards what looked to be one of the thrusters.
What do you mean by he directs me there?
So, like, he's kind of pointing towards that area. Probably
like for me to
many,
drive there with the APC, or
well, no. Now you're at the point. The APC is kind of off the hill. You can't get it closer. Okay.
Oh, well, sorry. I thought I was dropping you off. Yeah, I thought you just needed a ride. Did I misunderstand the signals here?
Oh, well, I mean, sure. Okay,
I need to pick up my friends and bring them back too, so I thought I'd just drop you off while they do the thing, and then I'll meet you back here in about a couple hours.
Yeah, sure, yeah, go get them. It'll be a big party. Cool, alright.
Yeah.
Okay. He kind of popped out. He's just kind of like, as he's closing the door, he's like, well, I guess I don't really need this anymore, and you see him, like, puck the grenade, like, down the hill in the opposite direction over his shoulder, and then it just...
Perfect.
Explodes within amongst like a bunch of trees. You two back at the base here, this massive explosion.
A massive explosion? This was a frag grenade.
Okay.
It's am small. I misunderstanding?
Small explosion.
Where?
A tree falls in the forest, like
40 kilometers away.
I don't know how many kilometers away I am.
A day and a half hike?
Yeah. Some people don't hike that. You're on a space planet? You don't know.
So the thinner atmosphere means that there's less air resistance. So
yeah,
the sound of the explosion is able to travel farther.
Yeah.
Exactly. The closer you get to a vacuum.
It's a slower rate. Well, of course, in vacuum there would be no sound. There's nothing to reverberate. But...
If I'm watching my little pal here, Damar, go in, do I notice that whatever I think might be on the back gets off the back? slash does it show any interesting hint?
Yeah, as he goes walking towards the ship, you see the thing, you hear the thing, like, flop off the back of the car, and then it runs up and, like, basically engulfs Damar.
The second it makes contact with him, I want to start driving away.
Okay.
And it's still dragging the corpse. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which as Rory whips the car around and starts driving the opposite direction again, you notice that the corpse has, like, a bandolier of something that it's wearing. They look kind of oddly shaped. They're not bullets. A little bit bigger than that.
What else? I'm hydrofluoric acid.
Not quite that clear. They look more metallic.
More grenades? Shoot it.
Oh well.
I'm driving away.
I'm driving away.
Yep. Oh god. I'm going back to my pals.
Okay, 2 hours later, what have you guys done in the intervening 2 hours?
We fixed the generator. I thought that was what took us.
Yeah.
Oh, another 2 hours.
She's on the way there, and she's on the way back.
Yep.
I want to see what's working and what's not. Is there any sort of diagnostic system in the control room?
Sure, of course there is. Hold up.
What's working and what's not, yeah.
Currently comms are offline.
Okay, that makes sense.
All of the basic, quote unquote basic, operation systems are in place. So you've got, you know, air conditioning, ventilation, heating if necessary. Lighting back on, so now it's switched off emergency lighting, which is nice.
Is there any sort of what about security? Can we now see the cameras, access the cameras from here?
Yeah, you say you can. You see that the medical wing is offline.
Offline.
Yes.
Interesting.
Entirely or just the security?
Entirely.
Okay.
So whatever kind of operations the main control area is helping to run the medical area as well.
Is there any cameras in the medical bay, like the actual operating room?
Yeah, there's a camera.
Is it offline?
No, it's on. So the security, all the security comes up.
Okay.
When I'm saying that about medical stuff, or like the any of the procedures or processes in terms of like using the med beds or the the onboard AI doctors and shit like that, right?
What do we see through the camera of the operating room? I'm gonna call it the operating room because I forget what the proper term is.
It's the operating room. That's fair. Or the med bay. It's in complete disarray. It looks so. Basically, most of the stuff in here has been smashed or it's been fused together in like a similar way as you saw in the weapons locker. There is, you do notice one, Litkovich med pod 1088 that looks to be broken. There's a Sato T3 bioprinter which looks to be broken. There's some kind of large, dull metallic looking kind of container of some sort. Um, There's an upturned surgical bed. And you also see four large specimen containment tubes, which seem to contain some kind of larvae.
Oh, God.
But large, like...
Like 4 feet tall. Like
Velociraptor in Jurassic Park? In the tube?
Perfect. They're cooking up velociraptors in space.
But the larvae in there are really small, right?
Yeah, like this big, right?
Yeah.
Floating around in there.
No, they should be bigger. Yeah.
Like maybe this big. They couldn't be bigger than this, right?
Oh, but they are. Yeah, I will say that they're like a foot long.
Oh my God, Cody!
Like this big around, kind of.
Okay, why'd you have to put?
Probably me? Want to continue to stay out of there.
Can we check the logs, like officers' logs? Before we go to the lab and maybe check their logs, but...
Do you guys have exterior cameras as well, or...?
We do. I don't know how many monitors we have in this room. If we can monitor those security cameras or not, while also doing other stuff.
So, Nick, you wanted to see logs, right?
Yep.
Okay.
This is where we get some bad news.
I'm waiting for the roll fear.
The last log that you see in here is from 3 months ago.
Okay.
It shows a distress signal from Kaplan. Basically mentions that he's done it somehow. Hinton is somehow sabotaged. All comms on the island, or on the planet, made it impossible for them to actually send out specialized distress or aspirin or any sort of specific help. He ambushed the group after being missing for several weeks. He came back with a number of carcinids. Ambushed the group in the base. Doesn't know if there are any more survivors, though he figures if there are, they would probably be pulled up in the remaining sections, likely the terraforming station. And then, I don't know, we'll say it ends with just one, may God forgive me. That's it.
Wow.
And Roy wants to find this Hinton character.
I just want his logic core. It's the mission.
You're driving.
But you would hear that echoing in your mind.
If
from the memories, you know, since we were such.
I know Roy well enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he Hinton's the one who sabotaged the comms, I mean, maybe he knows how to get back online.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
We're probably going to need that logic core.
The mission. The same thought, but it all circles back to the mission.
Okay, and then the other entries are not interesting.
Yeah, not really. I mean, it looks like they landed on the planet about a year ago. Through the first kind of 3 months or so, they were just doing setup. There's talk about, like within that first 3 months, they were starting to be attacked by these creatures, which they start calling carcinids. After about the first 3 months, they note, the captain does note that Dr. Edom has mentioned that she believes the carts can assimilate other life forms, which they transmit through their shriek. About 3 months after that, there's a note that Quentin has gone missing. He's without a word. Edom does not seem to know where he is. The captain views it as a potentially terrifying omen. And then it keeps kind of going, you know, as boring and normal as can be until the last entry where it talks about the attack, sabotaging Kongs.
But he talks about these things attacking. Does he talk about killing them?
No.
Any mention of
I'll say that the notes kind of say that they tried multiple things. Most things don't seem to work. Edom has been working on, like, they've captured live specimens, and Edom has been working on trying to figure out how to damage them.
Lieutenant Corporal Resnick?
Yes. Yes, you found Resnick.
Yeah, he was the one in the freezer, right?
I believe so.
Is there any mention of anything to do with that in the logs? Why he might have been there?
Him being in the freezer?
Yeah. Okay. I like mutiny
like
charges.
He might have gone in the freezer after the distress.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Should we check the lab computers? See if we can.
We should. Yeah, we definitely should. Let's see if there's even power to the med bay right now. Or the lab, both.
There is power in the lab.
Okay. We want to start operating computer banks.
You open up the computer bank, and it needs a password.
Try password 123.
I will try that.
Incorrect password.
I bet guessed.
Incorrect password.
What about Hinton is awesome?
Her password on the tablet?
No.
Is there anything on the tablet?
Other
than the tracker on Ethan?
No. One of those.
Has the tracker on Ethan
moved? The one specific thing.
It's for one task and nothing else.
Yes.
Did the tracker move at all?
Are
you still looking at that?
Okay. Still the map.
You got the bullshit nail gun and the shitty tablet. We're on a roll tonight.
It's like the tablets that are in taxis that are only good for being in taxis. Yet for some reason people still steal them and try and sell them.
Uh, to try Olson.
Yep. Oh, Olson. Ooh, I like that.
Incorrect password. Two attempts left for lockout.
God.
Is there a sticky note on the monitor?
Yeah.
Do either of you have any particular skills that you think could help with determining the password?
In determining the password or breaking past the password? Because I am a master of cybernetics.
Oh, okay, yeah, then
which
fine.
Is different entirely. But I imagine that there's some overlap between computers and androids.
I would agree. You basically just walk around to the side of the computer bank, rip the like wall off of it, start, I don't know, looking at wires and pulling shit out and reconfiguring something. And then bing, the computer, you get to the desktop of the computer.
I should do it. My little Android interface tool in my electronics kit.
Yes.
To bypass the password.
Yes, you plugged it into a single cell that is hooked up to a bunch of wires, and that somehow bypassed it.
It's still just a COM port.
Yep. Okay, yeah, you get into it, you see a bunch of log notes.
From the good doctor? The doctor who knew where Hinton was all this time that Kaplan was panicking because he didn't know where Hinton was?
From the good doctor. And I know what I think you're looking for, but is there anything else in particular you're looking for? Are you trying to read through all of these quickly? Because there's a lot. It takes meticulous notes.
I mean, I want to know if and how to protect ourselves. Kill these
things. In key words.
Yeah, that would be my primary goal to find as well.
Okay. There's a particular entry talking about the exoskeleton of the carcinoid. The unusually thick amount of chitin that's created a very strong shell around the supple, meaty interior. She reminisces about, it's like, you know, when you look up a recipe on the internet and there's the whole life story before the actual recipe. She's going off all about this story about how when she was a girl living on one of the moons of Jupiter, and how she would go down to the tide pools during the day and pick up little crabs and like flip them on their back just to watch them like flip back over and scuttle away, kind of thing. And
a little cruel, but okay.
Imagine about the machinations of these weird alien creatures with their skeletons on the outside of it, and that led her to the thought of, well, if it's a skeleton of sorts, then really what we know of that's really great for destroying bones would be super strong acids. So she talks about, you know, trying different acids on their carc subjects and finding that really the only thing that works to break through the shell is hydrofluoric acid.
Nice.
Yes, the only two things that seem to work is hydrofluoric acid, or basically to do a large enough amount of damage that you effectively cause it to break. Like a crab's leg in a pressure claw at your local Red Lobster.
Either enough pressure to crack it. So my running it over might have done it. If, you know, I was able to get it. Could squish him.
I think at that point, Rory is gonna, what, have turned back up?
It's been really
pulls into the garage.
Get in, bitches, we're going shopping.
How much of that acid can we get our hands on? I know we can go back and get the little frozen vial from our how. Is there any more in the lab?
Dude, I just took off with had the rest of it. Oh no, it wasn't clear enough. It was metallic.
Chemistry is one of my skills.
Yeah? I'm good at linguistics.
Much about how to create acids.
I'm just curious if there's some here.
About creating hydrochloric acid? Or if there's any stores here?
Oh, sure. There's an entry that starts out with her, as a kid, basically putting batteries inside of soda bottles to watch the chemical reaction as the acid within the soda hydrolyzes or some shit around the battery and whatever, I don't know.
I don't remember how acids are produced.
But sure, it talks about making hydrochloric.
Is this like a laptop or like a big old stationary computer?
Big stationary computer. And wait, what am I talking about? No, the way that you would need to do it is you would end up doing, you'd need a large amount of like hydrogen, and you could get fluorine gas, and then basically like pump them into a bunch of water, and then you would have hydrochloric acid effectively.
Do you need the hydrogen?
You need the free hydrogen. Because otherwise...
I suppose that's true. Yeah, you're right. You need those hydrogen ions. Alright.
The ions. Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Now, she also mentions that they had already produced a bunch. And that it stored some.
And then suddenly Hinton went missing, along with all their hydrochloric acid.
No, she talks about wanting to keep it in a lead container to avoid, I don't know, light or anything from potentially breaking down the hydrogen, the hydrochloric acid, to a quicker degree.
I bet you that's the large, dull, metallic container in the med bay, where we don't want to go.
Ding, 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 Nick wins the prize.
And I'm not getting out of my truck.
And I think with that, we're going to need to call an end to this week's episode. Hold on, why?
What the nonsense?
Get our outro music going. No.
Don't you remember?
But I stopped it. And then, oh no, sorry. The rain is gone. There we go. Well, I gotta turn it up more. It's too quiet. All right. Well, this has been another informative episode of Mothership. I'd like you to know that we're still not done what is listed in here as scenario one. and there are four.
I'm working on it.
It's a long way to go. But until next week, thanks everybody for playing. Thank you guys, my friends who deal with me every week, and for those of you, mostly just Pam, who listen to us do ridiculous things every week, we appreciate you. Be back next week, same time, play more Mothership. Otherwise, you know, find us.